And it's about 10 after the hour and time for our weekly series, The Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to welcome in studio our Athlete of the Week, and that is Logan Shields from Britton Deerfield basketball. And Logan, welcome inside the cave.
Hello, how are you guys? Thank you guys for having me.
We're doing great.
Good this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. A little early for me, but
yeah.
I'm doing good.
And I especially thank you for coming over. This is exam week at Britton Deerfield, and so we appreciate you coming over.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Well,
yeah.
You a milestone in basketball. You went over the 1,000-point mark. That's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it was a good feeling, kind of a weight off your shoulders after knowing you're close, especially with my knee, but it was definitely a good feeling once you got there.
So tell us about when you got started playing basketball and how all of this evolved. I take it you're a senior.
I am.
So back us up to when you first started playing.
I couldn't tell you when I started playing. My dad might be able to help you with that, but I've always loved basketball. I can't remember when it really started to become like something I really wanted to pursue. But I mean, just growing up around with my dad, he was always coaching. Cole always loved basketball, my older brother, and everybody I was around was always playing basketball, with Zach, with Nico, with Dylan. It was just always something I knew I wanted to do. So,
well, basketball has got a lot of tradition at Britton and Britton Deerfield, and a lot of good players have come out of there. And has there been other in modern times that have gone over the 1,000-point mark?
Yeah, so Zach did it in 2019 maybe, and then Nico did it 2 years ago. So hopefully.
So tell us about your season so far. You're off to a perfect start, 7-0. You got a game tonight.
We do. We're playing Clinton tonight, which will be a tough one. Hopefully we can keep it rolling. We're playing really well right now. We're all very even and just playing well together.
So tell us about the team. Tell us about some of the players that are with you.
So Colin Johnson's playing. He's playing very well. Braden's a blocking machine right now. He's perfect for us in the middle of the zone out there. Keegan's being a good facilitator. Owen's coming off getting some good three pointers. He's a great defender out there. And Ryan's playing fast, getting steals. I think he had four or five last game. So we're all just playing really well right now, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
And so out of all the teams you've played for of your high school career at Britton, would you say this one might be the best one you've had recently?
Or? Yeah, I definitely think this is the most well-rounded and most put-together team that we've had. I think we've definitely had some teams that could have done some damage if everything went our way, but this year we're definitely most well put together and well-rounded. Just we're all best friends, and we all are always hanging out together. It's just we're all having fun with it.
That's great. Yeah. 7-0, as I said, Tri-County Conference. It sounds like Britton Deerfield is the team to beat.
I don't know if I'd say that. I think we still got some work to do, but I'm hoping it gets to that point at some point this year.
Just not trying to put a target on your back.
So, your dad is the coach, and how has that worked out over the years?
I'm very blessed to always have my dad as my coach. I'm walking around like every AAU season he was out there, he'd find a way to get out there at the court, and I always questioned why he was out there, but now growing up, I couldn't have been more thankful for having him out there.
And so being the coach's son, does he push you a lot harder than everybody else on the team, or is it all kept to equal?
Sometimes I think that might be the case, but he's pretty well-rounded with who he's yelling at practice. So,
well, tell us some of your skills. What do you think you're best at, and what are some of the areas that you might have to improve on?
Well, last game, I needed to improve on everything. I did not play well. I've been in a bit of a slump right now, but hopefully I can work my way out of it. I think some of my thing I've always kind of took upon myself is I wanted to be a shooter. So I think that's one of my higher things I can look at. But right now with my knee, I think just getting back into a rhythm and just going one step at a time, getting easy buckets, getting things that I know I can do is what I need to do right now.
Yep. And so obviously you hit the 1,000 career point mark this season. Huge milestone for anybody to hit. How do you kind of just, you know, each and every year, what would you do to kind of improve and hit that milestone? And, you know, did you have that goal in mind when you started, or did you eventually get there when you knew you were approaching it?
I don't know if I had it when I first started. I think at the beginning, I just wanted to be a starter. I wanted to play more, and I didn't really think about the 1,000 point too much. But the older I got and the more I watched people do it with Nico, and looking back at Zach doing it, I always enjoyed taking pictures and looking at all them, like looking up to them doing that. So once Nico hit it, I knew I kind of wanted to really push myself to get to it. But when I started, I don't think it was really something I was looking at.
And so was it a nice moment for you when you hit that 1,000-point mark and they were there at the game, front row seats for you?
Yeah, yeah. Always looking up to them. It was a good thing that they were there, and I was very thankful for them.
That's good.
So as far as the rest of the season goes, you've got some work to do as far as some of the teams that – who are some of the teams that you have circled on your calendar as a must-win for you if you want to win the Tri-County?
Obviously, Whiteford's going to be a big one. The way they're playing really well right now. They just got a big win over Bedford. LCS and Summerfield, obviously, have been big ones in the past that we want to get over. And really, it's going to be Erie Mason just beat Summerfield, so that's a big win for them. It's going to be all of them. I mean, Whiteford obviously is the big one, undefeated right now. So hopefully we can squeeze one out on them and just keep rolling. But there's a lot of big games coming up.
Looking at the games that you already played, you really only had a couple of games that were close ones. Summerfield, you won that one by one. Madison, that was a 3-point game. Mm-hmm. Tough games. Of course, those schools are a little bit bigger than Britton Deerfield. Mm-hmm. It had to be satisfying to beat a bigger team.
Yeah, I think right now it's always us. We're playing a bigger team right now the way we are. But I don't think we really think about it right now as a basketball team that we're always going against someone bigger. It's just we know what we can do, and we're hoping we can just keep pushing ourselves.
Now, this game tonight, you play Clinton. Is that the championship game?
It is, yes.
So what are you looking from Clinton?
They're shooters. They can shoot it. So we need to keep them off the 3-point line. They like to play fast. They get out and pressure a little bit. So as long as we can keep them off the 3-point line and hopefully pressure them a little bit, I think we got a good chance at it.
All right. We got to take a break here and get a message in from our sponsor, the Lunaway Intermediate School District, but we'll be back with our Athlete of the Week this week from Britton Deerfield Basketball, Logan Shields. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In education, one size does not fit all. Everyone's goals look different. Lenawee County High School students can earn free college credits through JCLISD Academy. Motivated, academically focused students can enroll in this public early middle college beginning January 31st, benefit from a tight community, receive personalized support and planning, and in addition to a diploma, earn up to 60 college credits and an associate's degree through a 5-year program. Learn more by visiting lisd.us/academy.
You're back inside the cave, our Athlete of the Week program. We're talking with Logan Shields from Britton Deerfield High School. Let's talk to Dad right now, the coach. Darren, how is it coaching a son who's gone over 1,000 points in his career?
It's pretty exciting. This is the second son I've had to coach and had the opportunity to. So I kind of got used to it a little bit. I think this is 8 straight years I've had a kid on the team. So I'm excited about it. He's done a great job. He's a hard worker. It's worked out pretty well.
Do you feel any extra pressure coaching your son?
Not really. I mean, he's just a player at this point. I mean, once he gets on the court, I mean, we got one common goal, and we're working towards winning a basketball and making good young men. So it's really, and he'll know. I mean, I get after just about everybody at some point. So it just kind of flows in.
Well, even if you don't feel the extra pressure, do you think your son feels extra pressure from you as the coach?
Maybe when he was younger. I don't think anymore. I mean, we're from a small school, so I've coached all the kids probably since they've been in second grade. So at this point, I kind of feel like they're all my sons. So I think hopefully they feel the same way. And so it's pretty easy to step right in and coach at that point.
All right. Well, thanks, Dad, for coming in. And Logan, we want to wish you a continued success the rest of the season there. And congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week this week.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Of course. Logan Shields from Britton Deerfield, our Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back to talk with John Borton from the Wolverine Magazine right after these words. You're inside the cave. Hunter Davies, Pat Hayes with you this morning.